D1, number 19B.
What sort of ideal, or how does that ideal express itself? And that is the question of absolute Christian Science, which says, all right, that ideal of life, truth, and love expresses itself in infinite ideas of life, truth, and love. And you have the relationship of principle to idea. But we don't like to leave it there. We like to take it down to the human level of Christian Science and see, and these ideal ideas dissolve the belief, opposite beliefs, and do it with power and with law. That these ideas are a law of annihilation to everything unlike itself. And so we give the whole power to the idea, to the operation of the idea. So it's no use to ask, how do we apply this chart? The only application we have is not to apply it, but to rise in the understanding through the ascending way until we see clearer and clearer the infinite operation of the divine principle and let that principle apply itself. The more we get ourselves out of the way, the more we leave room for the divine principle to translate itself down to the point of idea and ideas dissolving illusions. It's the point where we let it happen, where the application is nothing else but listening to the reality of being. It's nothing else but putting us out of the way so that the divine principle can operate within our consciousness without any whys and buts. Where we accept the operation of principle and conceive of the operation of principle. Let us perhaps go through the four verticals in a descending way. Take the word in the descending way. The word, in a descending way, is the demonstration of revelation. How does the infinite Word of God reveal itself to human consciousness? That's demonstration. We start with the one life. In divine science. The one life in divine science, as the Word of God says, I declare myself. I am the self-declaration of my own being. I am what I am, and I know what I am. Therefore, that one life, that one Word of God, knows itself as a whole, as the infinite fact of being, the everlasting I am, the infinite individuality, the one divine infinite individuality. And that one divine infinite individuality does not know many lives, just one life. It does not know single individualities, my individuality, your individuality. It just knows itself as one. And therefore, I'm completely freed from the responsibility at that point to really live God. Because there is only one life, therefore that one life lives. and it frees me completely of the belief that I have to live God and the experience of God. There's only the one experience of being. And this one I am comes to the human. It translates itself to the plane of absolute Christian Science and says, I'm going to reveal myself in infinite ways. That one life of divine science has the impulsion within itself of revealing this being in infinite individual ways. And in order to have that infinite expression and individualization of being, life says, I'm the impulsion of life. And all what I bring out are very true facts about being, truth. And these facts are complete and fulfilled facts. And so that one being from divine science individualizes itself as infinite facts of beings, complete in themselves, on the plane of absolute Christian science. And says, I'm going to reveal myself in my whole infinitude. And these revelations are always true revelations and always purposeful revelations. Love. Can you see life, truth, and love? In absolute Christian science, we get that tremendous impulsion of creative ability from the point of view of God. Then this life, truth and love really always says, let there be. And it was. And what was good and right and complete. So can you listen spiritually? What is happening? What is happening that in the one life in divine science, the one life that is the life of all in all, that is all-inclusive life, that says to itself, I'm life, truth, and love. I express that life infinitely in individual revelations of life, which are always of the nature of love, namely always adapted to the necessity of the situation. If they are adapted to the necessity of the situation, then they touch the plane of Christian science by correcting that which is not illumined, not enlightened. So the revelations of life, truth, and love have an impulsion on human consciousness. And so life, truth, and love on the human consciousness says, I am dispelling the mist of obscurity because I am mind. And this mist of obscurity is dispelled and brings out a little bit of light because I'm mind. And because life, truth, and love says I'm spirit, that light will be unfolded, developed. And because life, truth, and love says I'm soul, that light becomes identified. And in principle, that light gathers momentum, power, spiritual strength. And it has it as its effect to lift us out of a mortal concept of life, of a mortal concept of truth, and a mortal concept of love. And then that light is completely revealed. That's how Each idea comes to us through the impulsion of the descent of the divine word. I'm just wondering if I shouldn't take a weekend longer. There is no end to this. You see, we need the light of mind on the plane of Christian Science. But how do we get it? It comes from the one life in divine science. And the more I have my consciousness there, while I see, all right, that life is the Word of God. It's the one Word, the divine Word. And that divine Word has the constant impulsion to express itself, to manifest itself, to reveal itself. And in order to reveal itself, it must reveal itself infinitely, though it must have the plane of absolute Christian Science, where the relationship of principle and idea is demonstrated, namely that life is infinitely manifested as ideas and revelations of that one word, which are always true, always complete, and adapted to the situation. And what they do is that on the plane of Christian Science, I know that that impulsion of life which says, I'm going to do it, and that impulsion of truth which says, I know the truth about the situation, and that impulsion of love which says, I want to save every situation, that impulsion of life, truth, and love is just coming upon my consciousness, precipitating itself upon human consciousness, and says, I wipe away ignorance. And by wiping away that ignorance, I have within myself the power and the impulsion to bring that light which breaks in to an ordered unfoldment through the 7 days until it reaches complete fulfillment in love. It sounds, I don't know how it sounds, but when one prays on them, they are terrific. When one sits still and understands the descent of the Holy Spirit, then one feels the power and the directness of revelation and the irresistible intelligence dispelling all the illusions. Well, let's take the Christ. What is really the Christ office as a whole? If we look at it as the Christ office down from divine science through absolute Christian science to the point of Christian science, its message is really how truth realizes itself to the point of manifesting itself in spite of opposition, in spite of the human. Truth in divine science says, I'm one truth. The being is truth itself. Truth, there isn't the truth about all truths. It's just one truth. The one truth doesn't know infinite truths. It just knows truth. So here, the Christ is symbolized by truth itself, by the one consciousness. If there is one consciousness, then you have not the one consciousness about infinite consciousnesses. It's one consciousness, one truth, truth itself. And you just feel that being is truth. And this truth has its nature of self-establishment, self-realization, self-expression. How does it translate itself to the human, Because the moment we come to absolute Christian science, it's always the application to the human. How does it appear to us, to the human, on the plane of absolute Christian science? It says, oh, on our human plane, I don't need to know the whole truth, I need to know the specific truth about the situation. It's the relationship of principle to idea, of the one and only truth to the truth about every situation. So I can see that being is the one truth itself in divine science. But that truth in itself, because it is self-realizing, says, all right, I reveal myself and express myself and realize myself in individual truths. Therefore you have the order of truth, life, and then love. Truth, the one truth, infinitely individualized as infinite truths, so that I can know that in every situation that one truth is revealing itself to me as an individual, specific truth about the situation. And it has the nature of love, because that truth must be completely adapted to the situation. It must be the 3 times 3 = 9 for the error that 3 times 3 might be 10. It must be according to measure, so to say. Tailored to measure. That's what the Christ does here in Absolute Christian Science. It says, I'm the only one truth, but I individualize myself as that specific truth for the human consciousness, which is necessary to the specific situation for the specific solution. And as I see that, the divine diagnosis, the divine mind reading, which reveals to me the specific truth, then thought goes further to the plane of Christian science and shows, aha, that specific truth which has been revealed translates the mortal concept of that situation right out of itself through soul, spirit, mind. Why? Because the right idea, through the law of identity, brings out its identical manifestation everywhere. But because it brings out its identical manifestation, it wipes out everything which is of its opposite nature, spirit. So through the laws of opposite, the moment truth has been stated, the argument of error will appear in order to be resolved. And then I see in the measure as spirit wipes out all that is unlike the identical truth, in that measure mind idea is manifested, mind. This is how the one truth, truth itself, finally appears on the human plane as that Christ which comes to incarnate error, to destroy incarnate error, but it comes as the solution to a specific error. Let's take Christianity. Christianity is concerned with the question, what is real? With the reality of all things. On the plane of divine science, one love. It shows to consciousness that the realm of the real is one realm, an all-encompassing realm, nothing excluded, all encircled, all coexistent in one realm, the all in all of love. That's the realm of the real. There I'm free from the obligation of attaining something. I'm completely freed from the responsibility of loving somebody or something. There the new commandment which Jesus gave is overpassed, because in the one love there is just one love, just one realm. But that one realm of reality, that translates itself to the plane of absolute Christian Science in the question, how can I experience the realm of the real? How can I partake of that realm of the real? And therefore, how can I be a whole man? How can I be that whole man which is coexistent with love on the plane of divine science? Again, on the plane of divine science, the one love, the one reality, the one universe, the one world, where love and man coexist and are co-eternal, that realm has to be experienced spiritually, positively, by the human consciousness. And so, in absolute Christian Science, we begin to realize that this one realm is a realm which is constantly provided by life, constantly maintained by life, constantly supported by life, where the infinite progression, the infinite abundance of life is constantly expressing itself. And that infinite abundance and provision of life as the nature of love, namely that it is always protected, always somehow cared for, always encircled, always embraced, so that the infinite impulsion of life is not spilled all over the place for nothing. But that infinite impulsion of life of the Fatherhood, who says, this is my reality, this is my universe, that this infinite diversion of life is afterwards taken in by love for one big plan or purpose. So that we don't live purposely in fullness and abundance. If that plane of absolute Christian Science would only have the term life, then our lives would be without purpose, would be senseless. But so it is life and love, father and mother. The creative sense of what is not spilled all over the place, but is taken together and integrated together into a purposeful whole, the mother. So that every impulsion of life is fitted in, adapted to, a great plan. So life really is a sense of the Father that provides, and love is a sense that contains. It is also a sense that life is the faculty of letting that which is real into our consciousness, of obtaining that which is in reality, and then retaining it through love. retaining it so that it isn't lost, that it isn't spilled. But I can see that if the realm of the real is infinitely expressing itself and providing reality and infinitely held together by love, then I can see that this makes up the real idea man. Why? Because life is expressing itself in infinite ideas of reality. And love is encircling, putting together, holding together all these ideas. And so the manifestation of it is really idea, man. And that at once brings us to the Christianity order, where, as we have seen before, the Christianity order gives us the bigness of the idea. So the bigness of the idea man. When one looks through the various references in Science and Health about life and love, which is here Absolute Christian Science, one can't help to feel that life and love is that father with the universal family held in the gospel of love. And you see, it's father and love, life and love. But what they hold is the universal family, the infinite idea man.